College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good one for LB from 617 texter on the Subaru of New England text line. I had forgotten that he was in that music video. Courtney, Shime, probably don't know what music videos are, but...
I loved music videos growing up.
You were able to watch them growing up?
Oh, yeah. JoJo Leave Get Out was one of my favorites. I used to watch that every morning getting ready for middle school.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
It was on like TLC TLC? Yeah.
That was extreme, and they were very popular when neither one of you was born, so...
Well, the fact that LB was in a music video, and wasn't he in like a couple movies?
Yeah, Shallow Hal.
Oh.
He was in Shallow Hal.
What did he do in Shallow Hal? Did he play himself?
No, he played like random guy number one.
Oh, I love that.
And was on several episodes of Rescue Me, the Dennis Leary show.
And that's so, pretty cool.
Is that the firefighter show?
Yeah.
Yes. I was also on one time, but
Were you really?
I don't like to brag about my Hollywood career.
Flex.
I think it was actually in two.
That's pretty cool.
With speaking roles.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Not hired for my acting ability.
That's all right.
Or my looks.
That's all right.
But yes, tribute show for LB this morning. This is Phil from Brighton. What's up, Phil?
Hey, Greg. Hey, just want to reminisce a little bit. I used to work over there at 20 Guest Street back in the day. With Julie Kahn and way back then when you had the Madtown calendar. And I did the facilities over there, Greg. So I was up there. Me and Morgan, we'd be up there in your studio with Spaz. With Pocahontas up there. Yeah. What a time up there, Greg.
Conveniently.
But I just wanted to say.
Phil, if I remember correctly, conveniently, you guys would always have a maintenance issue that you needed to fix. When there was a Mantown calendar shoot being done, if I remember correctly.
Greg, I used to meet Ash, and I used to take the girls with security up to the third floor and go right into the studio and watch the whole show.
I'm sure you did.
And I remember you, Greg, having a LB would stand up and he'd be waving through the. You know, with a production studio is.
Yes.
That guy was such a sweetheart. But I want to say, Greg, that, you know, he'd come down, you know, when we were having our break, in between a break for you guys, and he'd need to have a breakfast sandwich, you know, to soak up something from maybe the night before. You know what I mean? But that guy would sit down and talk with us and just yuck it up and reminisce about, you know, his time over in Asia or whatever. Yeah, yeah. You know where that could go.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he was just I'm saddened today, you know what I mean? And I just want to say, Morgan, where are you? Where you at?
Like, legit larger-than-life person.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
So,
Was the Mantown calendar what we were given at Bernie's?
LB
had a part in choosing those women as well?
He was the photographer, the in-studio shoot photographer, but he went under the name of Mr. X on air when we were doing those photo shoots.
Wow.
Yes.
Those are spicy photos.
Well, you know, Courtney, it was a different time.
Right.
It was a different era.
Yeah. Calendars were big back then.
Yes, they were. All right, Chime, let's at least start with some leads here this morning.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Perfect one for LB Sean. At one point he did an interview and said that was his song, and then therefore that was played anytime anybody was ever talking about the Big Bad Bruins of the late 1980s, early 90s, and... Leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru. It is going to be a Subaru summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hey, Shime, what's up?
Hey, Greg, good morning. Last week, and even in trending, Courtney mentioned, oh, goodness, I'm going to sneeze.
Oh, look at the light. Oh,
so you
could have kept your mic on so we could hear the sneeze.
Yeah.
I mean, I,
I don't know. I was trying to be polite. Do you really want to hear me sneeze twice?
Maybe people don't believe you're actually sneezing.
Well, if you watched on Twitch, you could see me sneeze very aggressively. But apologies.
Some people out in the hallway caught little teeny bits of Chick-fil-A when you just sneezed on their actual person.
Yeah. So where did Curtis send that photo to us, by the way? Is that from the airport?
Yeah.
They're opening a Chick-fil-A?
Logan.
Yes. Might be making more trips, Greg. Who knows? Yeah.
Just drive out to the airport, go to Chick-fil-A. And
go through
and
security
back.
Just to get Chick-fil-A?
It's the Delta terminal.
I'm with Shime, though. They're hard to find.
There's one Chick-fil-A? In Back Bay.
Yeah, they're hard to find.
There's one right on Boylston Street, Back Bay.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you just, like, look for them, like, so where's there another one close to the city?
Framingham.
Yeah. And then there's that one in the Cape and Hyannis.
Yeah, well, like, there's none in, like, Everett, you know, like, where you might not be in Back Bay. There's, like, no one.
One at the Pheasant Lane Mall.
There's one like, Dedham, I think, right?
Oh. Okay.
All right. Anyway, your lead.
Anyways, yeah. Sorry. Apologies. My lead. Courtney had mentioned it in trending as well. We talked about it last week. The idea that the Celtics and Dame Lillard would have mutual interest.
Yes.
Well, it seems like there's going to be another player that could be available very similarly to Damian Lillard, and that would be one Bradley Beal, who we know has a long history with Jason Tatum. They have a connection. So I think that the Celtics need to pursue one of these two guys. You're going to be able to get them for the mid-level exception because they are getting paid by another team, which means it's not going to count against your luxury tax threshold at all. It's only going to be like $5.5 million for 2 years. It's really simple. If it doesn't work out, you can cut bait. If it does work out, you're getting an absolute steal for basically nothing. And so I think one way or another, the Celtics really need to make sure they're in on either Lillard or Beal here.
Does it bother you? Are you concerned that Dame Lillard is rehabbing that injury? You're not going to have him for most of next season? Or
I think the idea is if you're getting Dame, you're really gearing up for that 26-27 season.
Right.
Whereas if you're getting Beal, it's really almost to be a stopgap for Tatum being out, because Beal can play right away next season and then still be there for the 26-27 season.
I like Dame because I'd rather shoot for the season.
Tatum being back,
yes.
The season after this one.
Yeah, and then Dame is a better player than Bradley Beal, so that's what I would rather.
Okay. All right, Chime, thank you.
You're welcome.
The rest of today's leads coming up next.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.